It's good to have everyone here. I want to take a look at one or two Rambans, the end of Perek Chaf Gimel. This is in the Parshas Hamodos, near the end of Amor. This is the Parshas Hamodos of Chumash Vayikra, with the focus more so than in Bamidbar or Devarim. The focus here is on the mitzvahs hayom, working our way through each of the Yom Tovim. The focus of what are the mitzvahs of Pesach, then you have the Karbon Omer and Sfir Somer, and the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, and Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah, and so on and so forth, all the way through to Sukkos. The Torah actually sort of talks about Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, and comes back to focus again on the mitzvahs. On the mitzvahs of Sukkot. So here, near the very end of this parak, or probably one of the most famous psukim parashas Hamar, "Lama'an yedu doroseichem ki besukos harshavti es b'nei Yisrael." And the Torah gives us the reason, the rationale for saying Sukkot, so that we'll know. So that we'll know that that we sat in Sukkot. A famous Bach, Rabbi Neuberger reminds us of this Bach every Leil Tesvav Tishrei. The Bach has a diak in the tour. The Bach believes that, you know, this is one of the few cases where Kavanas Taima Dekra is Ma'akev in the mitzvah. Gemara is a discussion whether or not Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, whether Kavana intent is only ideal or necessary to yotz the mitzvah, but that means religious intent. I mean, in the most basic sense of knowing that I'm doing this because it's tzivu Hashem, not just because it tastes good or so and so forth. But the Bach says by Sukkah we require more. We require not just knowing that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me, but understanding why I'm doing it. Ki b'sukkos harshavtis b'nei Yisrael, and he makes that diak. Because the tour takes a stand on the machlokas hatanam, the Gemara and Sukkah has a machlokas hatanam, how to read this pasuk? Ki besukos hoshavtis bnei Yisrael. Which sukkos? What sort of sukkos are we commemorating? So the fact that the tour takes a stand on that, it doesn't sound like it's a halachic machlokas. The Bach says it must be. It is a halachic machlokas. It must be that you need to know what the kavana is, and that's why it's. It's a question of psak. Which kavana am I having in mind? Now, what are the two options? What are the two options? What could basukos mean? So Ramban opens here in Pasuk Mem Gimel by quoting Rashi, taking a stand as well. Anani ha-kavod lashon Rashi. Rashi quotes that this is a reference to the miraculous sukkos that Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounded Klal Yisrael in anani ha-kavod from all sides. As opposed to the other opinion, which he's going to return to later, that it was Sukkos Mamish. That it means that the Jewish people built wooden booths. So the Ramban says, look, Rashi highlights the opinion that it's Anani Akava, those miraculous Sukkos. And he says, in level Pshush HaMikra, Ramban thinks that's the strongest from a Pshat perspective. Why? In other words, the simple reading of the pasuk is that you have to make sukkos. You need to, all generations need to know that I placed you in sukkos. I protect you in sukkos. Sounds like it's saying that the great God did nisim to protect us. Shoshikeno stambanane kivodo kisuka. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped us miraculously and on a covered like a sukkah. And quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, which the Gemara quotes at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, that's very explicit about Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us. Anan Yoma, Mashan Venoga, Eish Lehava Laila, a clear reference to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, blessed us at night with the pillar of fire to lead us, at day with the miraculous clouds, and v'tzukatil etzel yomam. That pasuk uses the term sukkah. So he says, both from the context here and from the pasuk in Yeshayahu, it would seem al pipshuto that what we're talking about are the mitzvah of sukkah is connected to the anani hakavod. Now, on the other hand, the Ramban is about to push back. He's about to answer a question without actually phrasing it. He's going to jump into the teretz. He says, because the Torah told us earlier that there were anani hakavod. That was the end of Chumash Shemos. So, Amar Stam, kibasukos hoshavti. That's why here he didn't make it explicit. Now, the question would be, well, if you're talking anani hakavod, you should say so. Don't just use the bland term, basukos hoshavti. See, we're talking miraculous anani hakavod. He says, no. You know. That's we already explained it. We already said it earlier. So now this is this incorporation by reference. When we use the shorthand of basukos, we already told you earlier what sort of unbelievable, miraculous sukkos these were. Asisi lehem anane kivodi sukkos lagelim. You already know that they had an anane covered. Now the Torah is returning to that and pointing out that anane covered didn't just lead them forward. It wasn't just a pillar of cloud ahead of them, it was also surrounding them for protection. Okay. So that's the first of the 2 points Ramban makes on this pasuk. That he would think al pipshuto, one should take the approach of anani hakavod. And despite the fact that Torah doesn't specify, Torah just says sukkos, which seems here to be a bland term, but look, from context, that's what we're making a zecher for it, and that's what Yeshayahu refers to as a sukkah. Okay. And now he raises a second question. Other Rishonim raise this question as well. Once again, he raises a question without actually asking it. He just jumps into the answer. Hine tziva betchilas yemos hachama bezichron yitzias mitzrayim bechotshav amodo. He says, let's consider the parshas amodos. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to make a commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the beginning of the springtime, when it begins to get warmer. B'chodesh Amodo, in that month, at that time. In other words, he's saying the timing of Pesach in the springtime is because that's when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. It was in the month of the Geula, B'chodesh HaGeula, and it was not just in that month, that very day, B'moado, that exact time. Tezvav Nisan is when Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred. Tezvav Nisan is when Makas Bechoros occurred. Tezvav Nisan is when the Jews ate the original Karban Pesach. V'tziva b'zichron ha'nes ha'kayam ha'nasalehem kol yimei amidasam b'midbar. The ongoing nes that was done for them throughout all the years in the Midbar, that was B'tchilas Yemos HaGeshamim. That came at the beginning of the rainy season, in the fall. In other words, I believe the Ramban is trying to say, it's a little bit of an ambiguous, mysterious sentence. It sounds like he's trying to understand, this is a question that's more famously raised by the Tur, why is Sukkos time? Why is Sukkos in Tishrei? Right. Sukkos, something that they enjoyed all year long. They had these sukkos. So Pesach, he says, Pesach happens Pesach time. Pesach, we keep Pesach time because that's when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. It happened at a point in time. But besukkos hashavtes bnei Yisrael is something that lasted all year round. So why celebrate? We could celebrate sukkos any month of the year. Maybe we should celebrate after Pesach. And he goes on to say, in the next couple of lines, that and that if you take the approach of Sukkos Mamish, take the approach we're talking about wooden huts, so he says, they probably started building the wooden huts when it started to get chilly. So they probably built them Sukkos time. Ah. So he says, if you take the approach that's Sukkos Mamish, that the Sukkos we're talking about were wooden huts, so then, we understand why the timing of the Yontif of Sukkos is when it begins to get chilly, that's when they built it. What are we making a commemoration for? So we're set. So he goes on to, what is there to commemorate? We built sukkahs ourselves. So Rabban goes on to say, that's what he said before. Look, if we're talking about Anani HaKavod, we're commemorating the great miracle. And if we're talking about sukkahs mamish, he says, well, you'll remember that we were camping out in the Midbar for 40 years. We were away from civilization. V'Hashem haya imahem lo chasru davar. To remember that despite the 40 years in the desert, Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. We had food. Everything was taken care of. Okay. So one approach, Sukkos Mamish, we're remembering the wooden huts that the Jews built. And that reminds us that we were living precariously in the wilderness. We were camping for 4 years. Rabbi Shalom took care of us. Okay. And why Dafka Tishrei? Oh, because that's probably when they began to build the Sukkos. They didn't have to build them the moment they left Yitzias, they left Mitzrayim. It was nice and warm. They built them when fall came. Right? But here's the one hanging thread. If you take the approach that the Ramban has preferred, Anani HaKavod, the Anani HaKavod has probably surrounded us all year long. So why Dafka Tishrei? So here, I believe the Ramban is giving an answer. Let's look at that line again. He said, Hashem commanded us to make a zichron yitzias Mitzrayim, to commemorate yitzias Mitzrayim, and to celebrate Pesach, b'tchilas in Mos Hacham, the beginning of the warm season, beginning of spring. Why? That's b'moado, b'chotshov moado. That's when it occurred, that month. That particular day of the month. The ongoing miracle, the fact that throughout 12 months a year for 40 years we were surrounded by Anani HaKavod, that's the beginning of the rainy season, beginning of the fall. That apparently is the answer. What was the answer? The question we understand. What was the answer? So I think what he's saying is that as Pesach was a point in time. Sukkos was an extent. It sounds like he's trying to say it's exactly 6 months away. It's as far as it could be from Pesach. If it would be any earlier or any later, it would be less than 6 months from Pesach, and before or after. So it sounds like he's trying to say, I believe, what this line, this mysterious line means, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu B'davka, that Pesach has to be Tesvav Nisan, right? Because that's when Yetzias Mitzrayim happens. So we want Sukkos to be as far away from Pesach as possible. The other end of the year, the other pole, it's the Tesvav Tishrei. Maybe it's Dafka indicate that Sukkos really covered the whole year. It started, and the moment they left Mitzrayim, they were surrounded by Anani HaKavod, but it went all the way around the year. So we were going to indicate that it was an all year, it wasn't a point in time, it covered the entire year, is by Bedavka having Sukkos as far as possible from Pesach, 6 months away, 6 months before, 6 months after. That's sort of the timing, I think Rabban is saying, is meant to demonstrate that Sukkos covered the entire year. And I would follow up. So this, I think, is already fascinating. Right? He sort of unpacked this machlokas and Sukkah daf yud aleph, machlokas Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, whether the besukos or shavti is Anani HaKavod or tsukos mamish. Right? And he showed us, according to both approaches, how you understand what it is that we're commemorating. Are we commemorating the great nes nigla of Anani HaKavod, or are we commemorating the fact? The broader picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it reminds us that we were camping in the Midbar and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless took care of us. Right? And then specifically in terms of the question of the timing of Sukkos, why is it in Tishrei? Well, if you say Sukkos Mamash, that's probably when the Jews built their Sukkos. If you say Anani HaKavod, and it was an all-year, 12-month-a-year miracle, so it sounds like it's saying says the other end of the year to stand sort of in counterpoint to Pesach. So that's fascinating. And maybe let's close with one line from an earlier Ramban. Because earlier, he picks up on this idea of the counterpoint. So the Pesach and Sukkot being at opposite times of the year, and he applies it to Inyan Diyoma. Let's move back to a single line within a Kabbalistic Pali Ramban. Pasuk, we're moving from Pasuk Mem Gimel back to Pasuk Lamed Vav. Atzeres hi. The Torah refers in Pasuk Lamav to Shmini Atzeres as Atzeres. That's where the term Shmini Atzeres comes from. Now, the Ramban is fascinated by the fact that B'lashon Chazal, in the language of Mishnayos, Atzeres is used for Shavuos. Pesach, Atzeres, and Chag are what we call Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So, in that language of Chazal, the Ramban finds a reflection of a concept, a Doraisa concept, that he talks about here in Chumash. Tziva b'chai, we'll pick up in the middle of this, in the middle of Ramban's comment, the Pasuk Lamed Vav. V'tziva b'chai gamas l'shiva yamim b'kedusha l'fneim u'l'achareihim. He says you have 7 days of Kedusha, of on Pesach. This is within an Alderach HaEmes section, within a Kabbalistic section, but let's see what we can draw from the next line. Mana mimenu tisha v'arbaim yom. We have a week of Pesach, a week of Kedusha, and then we count forward 49 days, which are 7 weeks. I'm not sure how they understand the Kimei Olam, but v'kidesh yom shmini k'shmini shel chag. So you have 7 weeks. The first week is more or less Pesach, right? Approximately the first week is Pesach, followed by, you know, but 6 more weeks, and then after a week, 6 weeks, and then the eighth is Kodesh, Ashmini Bechag. Kiddush Yom Shmini. So then after the 7 weeks comes the Kedusha of Shavuos, Kishmini Shel Chag, that parallels Shmini Atzeres. Hayama Sefurim Bein Tayim, the 6 weeks counted between Pesach and Shavuos, approximately 6 weeks counted between Pesach and Shavuos, Kecholo Shel Moed Bein Harishon Vashmini Bechag. Fascinating. He says, that we talk about the two Api, he was just talking per Pasuk Mem Vav, about the Pesach and Sukkot being opposite ends of the year, but here he says there's a certain parallel between them. Pesach and Shvi'as Omer and Shavuos are sort of like a macro version of Sukkot. Sukkot, you have 1 day of Kiddush, 1 day of Yom Tov, 6 days of Chol Hamoed, and then the 8th day is again Yom Tov. You have the Chol Hamoed, it connects the 1st day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And he says, on the other end of the year, our end of the year, where we are right now, you have a week of Pesach, and then approximately 6 weeks of, 6 additional weeks of Sefirah Somer, like the Chol HaMoed, connecting Pesach to Shavuos, which is the day of Matan Torah. That is the day of Matan Torah. So he goes on to say, that's why Chazal referred to Shavuos as Atzeres, because in this sense it parallels Shmini Atzeres, which is Kol Atzeres in the Chumash, right here in Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Lamed Vav. Now this notion that Shmini Atzeres, that Sefirah Somer is like a Chol HaMoed connecting Pesach and Shavuot, what that tells us, a lot to say about that, but our time has really run out, so let me leave you with this notion. Certainly what it tells us is that in a certain sense, Pesach and Shavuos are one larger Yom Tov. He goes on to say, Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara comments, Shmini Atzeres sometimes functions like its own Yom Tov and sometimes functions as a part of Sukkot, part of the larger Yom Tov. He says here too, Pesach and Shavuos are clearly separate Yom Tovim, but in a certain sense, there's one sort of macro Yom Tov of Pesach, Shavuos combined, with Sefirah Somer being the connecting Chol HaMoed, so to speak. And probably what that captures on Derech Pshat is that they're one large yontif in the sense that Pesach wasn't the end of the story. The physical, political freedom that the Jews attained over the course of Pesach, that they first achieved a Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, and that was made permanent with the elimination of the Egyptian army and Shvi Shel Pesach at Kriyas Yamsuf, that political freedom, which was the product of Pesach, was not the end. That was a means, a vehicle, to be able to enjoy this, to grow towards the spiritual freedom of Matan Torah. The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to set us up for Matan Torah. So Pesach, Shavuos together are a single story. And that's why, in a certain sense, they are a single mitzvah, which means that Shavuot, that Sfiras HaOmer, really is the time dedicated to thinking about how can I take the resources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me and use them for what they're meant to be used for. That's the connection from Pesach, when they got the freedom, to Shavuos, when they used the freedom and invested it into Kabbalah Satorah. This gives us some insight into the Sukkos, gives us insight into the Avoda of these days, the Avoda of Sfiras HaOmer. Yashar Koach, Avram. Thank you so much for joining.